This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And we were talking about, I had brought up the name of R. James Woolsey, who is a former CIA director. He was the chairman of Freedom House. He was a Booz Allen vice president from July 2002. To February 2008. He headed their global assurance division and advised corporations on security issues. And he also participated in the secretive North America Forum held in Banff, Canada, September 12th through the 14th of 2006. Now, what's interesting is his wife, Suzanne H. Woolsey, is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as is her husband. Joined the board of directors of the Fluor Corporation, F-L-U-O-R, which was an engineering and contracting firm. She joined them on February 3rd, 2004, just a short time after the invasion, within 11 months of the invasion of Iraq. And by August of 2004, Fluor, the company she went to work for, had a $1.6 billion Iraqi reconstruction contract. Fluor also raked in about $1.3 billion for reconstruction for Hurricane Katrina, which was August 23rd through the 29th of 2005. That storm displaced 1.5 million people and caused about $1.2 billion in damage. It was the costliest disaster in U.S. history. And Fluor got this contract. And Senator Mel Martinez hosted a Halliburton-sponsored Katrina Reconstruction Summit for no Katrina victims need apply contractors. In other words, if you were involved, if you were a victim of Katrina, don't bother to show up to get a contract. Don't bother to show up to try to fix what happened in your community. Because all the contracts and all the workmen were under the control of Fluor.
Well, what you're showing there, what I showed on my website, you can tie all this directly to the events that evolved that are a direct consequence of the JFK assassination. As an example, Halliburton was identified by Madeleine Brown as getting all the contracts under LBJ, and what was the KBR, was its original incarnation, Kellogg Brown and Root. And you indicated there once they invaded Iraq, Fluor got all the contracts. You know, they're basically an oil drilling company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going forward, you know, that's really what we want to see is we're seeing how these cronies are basically ripping off the public. They have no consideration of, you know, the communities that they're in. You know, it's just, you know, basically they're pigs in a trough, to say it politely.
Sure.
And so we hold them accountable. You know, the situation continues. And there's lots of ways to hold them accountable. Boycotts, you know, basically putting the word out on who they are and what they are. If you work for them or know people work for them, just inform them and help them find jobs elsewhere. Hollow out their labor force. There's a lot of things that can be done.
Right.
And the American people are too complacent, and it's time to be less complacent. At least the French, when they see some of this stuff going on, that they'll have national protests. They won't put up with it. Although, they put up with quite a bit.
Right, they certainly do. But unfortunately, a lot of this information doesn't get out to the public. And as I mentioned, this company, Booz Allen, has a group of people that actually work as facilitators, provocateurs within communities where they want to do their work. They go in and manipulate the community.
Right.
To accept what they're going to be doing. And that's just, I mean, they have you coming and going.
Well, they also own Manor House, which is a chain of nursing homes throughout the country, okay? So when you're talking about influence, it's widely known that nursing homes is a hotspot for elected officials, mostly cronies, to, you know, work on to get out the vote to keep the incumbents in there. So in some ways, they terrorize the people who are in the nursing homes. Say, if you don't vote for this guy, you're going to be out on the street. And given how, you know, given the situation of life for some people in the homes, they get terrified and they cave into that. So that's another way to go after them, is indirectly through people who are working for or have friends or family that are in a manor home, nursing home. Let them know what's going on and figure a way to take the purse strings away from manor home. Okay, and then you're hitting a Carlyle group, which also owns Booz and Allen.
Wow. It's just a matter of looking at who owns what. Always look behind the curtain, because we really don't, the general public really does not have a handle on some of this stuff, some of this corruption. And I don't know why they don't. I mean, certainly they're not going to hear about things that we're talking about on the mainstream media. But everybody has access to the internet.
Right. Well, it basically starts with the schools. You know, they got their hands into the educational system, like we were talking about earlier, and that's where it needs to go. So the way to break through this is we need some people to basically provide a counter viewpoint in the educational system of what's happening, you know, with the history books, with what's happening in the local community, you know, and to say this isn't just, you know, by accident. You know, in Philadelphia, where the schools, they destroyed one-third of the labor force of the city of Philadelphia schools, and the debt was about $600 million, and they found out that the charter schools are getting $637 million as a result of the outsourcing. So go figure what's going on. And now that they've done that, you know, they're going to shop and chop all the empty schools that they just closed down. I think it's 30 of them, maybe it's up to 40 of them. So,
yeah, the closing down of schools, it also has to do with the population. The population, perhaps those schools are not needed. I know that that as people have not had as many children, that the schools that used to be necessary are no longer necessary. And of course, then you have the charter schools, which are private, public-private partnerships. But what do you say about the population as far as?
There are a couple of things. One is through Specter's laws that went back several decades ago. He pushed the benefits of abortion. And if you look at the abortion rate, it's almost equal to the immigration rate.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So what's happening is we're replacing the American population with foreign populations. There are school districts where the student-teacher ratios are very low, but that's not the case in what was happening in Philadelphia. They ran out of money Now you're talking about student-teacher ratios of like, 60 students in a class, where they're saying an optimum number would be around 20.
Right.
So, basically with the schools, I think we have to really be aware what's going on, because that's a major focal point where they're attacking it. I mean, you can see Microsoft in there, supporting charter schools. And then once they get the schools and charters, then they get all the contracts for the technology
sure.
they're going to put into
it. All the computers and stuff.
Right.
All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Again, noplaceforcorruption.com. So we've talked about just one company, a couple of companies that really take advantage of their relationship with the government. And that's just one company. And there are lots of companies, lots of corporations that we could include in that category.
Right. I was going to focus on a little bit on Common Core. It also helps your advertising
absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, in the city of Philadelphia recently, we had Congressman Cantor and Congressman Pat Meehan come to the city, and they touted the benefits of implementing charter schools in every school district in the United States within 10 years. All right? Let's look at the history of what those two characters have done. Pat Meehan, who used to work for the state of Pennsylvania as a public employee, awarded himself $2 million in high technology contracts. He got caught. They prosecuted him for felonies. He pleaded down to a misdemeanor, and he gave up his pension. He was a close ally of Arlen Specter. In the first term of Bush Jr., 2000 to 2004, they set up the following. To prosecute organized crime in the House Committee of Permanent Investigation was Congressman Jim Greenwood, who gave us entertainment with Martha Stewart. Okay? On the Senate Committee of Permanent Investigation, to prosecute organized crime, they gave us Arlen Specter, okay, who basically is tied in with the mob. Both of them are tied directly to the Bucks County Republican Party. That was their power base. Arlen Specter, as head of the Senate Judicial Committee, then appoints Pat Meehan to prosecute, to head up basically the judicial system of the Department of Justice and the FBI in prosecuting organized crime. Okay? So who's prosecuting organized crime? Okay? Certainly Pat Meehan wasn't doing it. And that's also at the time when we got casinos and, you know, 9/11 wasn't properly prosecuted. So they had all three positions. They had the Senate, the House, and the FBI, and the Department of Justice all under their thumb for 4 years in a row. Okay, that's another thing we thank Mr. Specter for. Now, and this guy now basically comes after they've caused a $600 million deficit through the charter schools to talk about the benefits of making it a national agenda. Okay? Another person out of the Bucks County Republican Party set up the charter schools was former Governor Mark Swaker, who set up the School Reform Commission when they had a $20 million debt in the city of Philadelphia, and through his charter schools agenda resulted in blowing up to a $600 million debt and one-third of the labor force laid off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you look at Congressman Cantor, okay? Who's his power broker? None other than Sheldon Adelson, the guy who basically bought the Sands Casino interest directly from Meyer Lansky. One of the casinos that he owns is a Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is up there where Paul Tepeti is, and the ADL went after him. Okay?
Right.
Now, the other guy who's a co-owner of that Sands Casino is a guy named Pasquale Dion, okay, who is a major, dubious don of this area. He also is the chairman of the board of what they call Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, SEPTA, very similar to Chicago's Transportation Authority. The former chairman of the board left after she got repeated phone calls saying they're going to put a bullet in her head, and this guy rises to the top. Okay? So he's the co-owner of the Sands Casino. Now, going back to, so this shows the ties of Sheldon Adelson, who's the power broker for Congressman Cantor, directly related to the Bucks County Republican power structure that is directly tied into Congressman Pat Meehan, who's pushing, along with Cantor, showing the city of Philadelphia charter schools as the prime example of why we should do this throughout the nation. And you also had Cantor there ranting and raving in a public meeting that he will oppose any steps for the state of Louisiana to stop the lawsuit that's going up against the charter schools, to stop the funding of charter schools using taxpayers' money. So they've declared war on the American public school system. Okay,
right.
And the direct connections are to, the mafia, to the Jewish mafia in particular, and the segments that are derived out of the Chicago outfit. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And Common Core is, like you say, a Jewish mafia program, and it's to gain control of, further control of the education.
Well, Common Core is to to say it politely, muck up the educational agenda in the public schools to make switching over to charter schools more appealing. So that's the name of that game. And who set it up was none other than David Coleman of McKinsey. McKinsey was run by a guy named Roger Gupta, who was involved with outsourcing millions of American jobs. Okay, he's also was convicted in the Goldman Sachs insider trading deal. When he was running McKinsey, one of his understudies, Jeff Skilling, worked for Enron. Okay, that seemed to indicate, just to summarize it real quick, and also on the website, seems to indicate that McKinsey has strong ties to the Chicago Boys.
Okay.
All right. So, and they're the ones pushing the Common Core agenda down our throats. So,
right.
if you look at it from a bigger picture, the game plan, it's like, hey, we're pushing charter schools throughout every school district, and to make sure that we create the demand, we got to muck up the public schools through Common Core. So we basically create a mucked up situation, and then create the demand for the charter schools. Make sense?
Sure. Sure. Why don't we take a phone call? We have some callers lining up here. Let's take a phone call before we go to the break. Let's take Chuck in Montana. Chuck, welcome to the program.
We know that organized Jewry was never more powerful than in Bolshevist Russia. But I wonder if you're a fan at all of Nate Kapner, who says now that basically Putin has kicked the Jewish oligarchs out of Russia, and he's sort of the opposite now of what, in other words, the Jewish power is focused now in the United States, and actually he considers Putin to be an enemy of this Jewish power. Do you agree with that assessment?
What do you think, Art?
Okay, I have not looked that extensively in what Putin's doing. He seems like he's doing some good things, and it's not clear. I don't have a clear picture on that, what he's doing. But I do know from dealing with the ADL, one of the things they said to me, he says, when we get power, you're going to be one of the first people that goes into the camps. So they have a plan for us, a direct plan to put Americans into these concentration camps. So that is one of their long-term plans, and they're not playing around with that one.
What do you mean by concentration camps? Are you talking about FEMA camps here?
Like FEMA camps.
Are you saying that these camps exist now, that real estate has been set aside for them, or?
That I do not know if it's been set aside for them. But I do know through dealing with the ADL, that is one of their plans. This is anybody opposes the ADL, you're going to be one of the first people going into the camps once we get power. That's what they said.
Who said that and where was that said? I can't imagine anyone in the ADL coming out and saying that publicly.
Commissioner Wachter of Abington, Pennsylvania, who was a member of the Anti-Defamation League for 30 years.
Where did he say that? In the media somewhere? Or?
No, in a public meeting.
All righty. Well, Chuck, you're welcome to stay over the break if you have another question. Otherwise, thank you for your phone call. We will be right back in about 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Sienna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Chuck, did you have another question or comment?
You mentioned Lifeline Pinewood Heads Goldman Sachs Jewish operation. A lot of people don't know, but Jamie Dimon, who heads Bank of America, passes himself off as a Greek. His father was a Jew who emigrated to the United States from Greece, but he's another one of them. And now we have our new Secretary of the Treasury, Jacob Blue, who's also a Jew. And we've got, of course, the Federal Reserve, our third Jew in a row, and Janet Yellen. So they really do, they don't seem to be much interested in hiding it any longer.
No, they're getting more brazen, for sure. Now, Jamie Dimon actually works for, is the CEO of J.P. Morgan, which if you saw a TV show called The History of Us in the History Channel, they clearly identified that J.P. Morgan was pegged as the front for the Rothschild banking system in the United States, and they also controlled General Electric. So Jamie Dimon is basically a proxy for the Rothschilds, and you mentioned the rest already.
I mean, a while ago at Goldman Sachs, you know, you had Hank Paulson as the CEO, and then he became Treasury Secretary. If that was at a time when they were concerned, make sure you have a Gentile at the top. Now they don't seem to care anymore. They're just, hey, these are Jew operations, and we'll go ahead and put a Jew right out front for you.
Yep, you're saying it.
Getting better every day.
Well, thank you so much, Chuck, for your phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. You mentioned the school lunch program. And when you think about companies like Sodexho,
right,
which you've mentioned, and just recently, didn't the government say that parents cannot send lunches with children to school anymore unless they have a doctor's note? And this also relates to preschoolers, that they cannot take their own lunch. So it seems that they are really putting pressure so that parents will be doing business with companies like Sodexho.
Right, and ARA, Mark, which also is a food services company. Right,
right,
exactly. It's more revenue in their pockets. That's what it's all about.
So it has nothing to do with whether the child needs a healthy lunch from home. It's really taking the responsibility away from the parents by making these rules. This is totally ridiculous.
It's called tyranny.
It is. It absolutely is. And when you think about Sodexho, you also need to consider the Bush family here too, because they were kind of partners with HM Capital Partners LLC, which was formerly Hicks, Muse, Tate, and First Incorporated. And Hicks has some connections to the Bush family, and the partnership, HM Capital Partners, acquired the media, the food, oil, gas, energy, and financial services and benefits from numerous government contracts, and they did this through Sodexho.
Well, think about this. There's up to 20 times as much more money in K-12 than there is in the entire federal budget. So don't you think they're chopping at the bit in every way they can to get control of that? So they want to bus your kids to school through First Student. They want to send your kid to a charter school, okay, that they control. They want the kid to eat the school lunches through Sodexho, and they want you to read their propaganda books that they publish, okay? And then they want to replace the American teachers with cheap H-1B visa teachers where they're like one-third the cost, and they keep the difference in their pockets, okay?
Wow.
Does that make sense
of
what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. All righty, let's take another call. Let's take Linda in Ohio. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
I've been so curious. I was waiting for him to be back on the show. You know, all the Internet cafes, I just wondered if he knew if there was a connection. It just seems odd that all the Internet cafes that paid cash in Ohio were closed, but that was after recently opening these two larger casinos in Cleveland and Toledo. Is there a connection?
Which casinos? Who's the owners? What's the name of them?
Oh, I've never been there. I don't know the names of them.
Well, there's a direct connection to the casinos through for Sheldon Adelson, who runs Sands Casinos, who's involved with the power structure, through
right.
Stephen Wynn, who's also involved with, like, the Golden Nugget Casinos and the Sands. There's direct connections through Michael Milliken, a convicted felon in the Ivan Boesky scandal, who's basically pushing charter schools in, I believe it's Utah, through Senate Bill 85 was one of the things that was pushing through. So, yes, there's a definite connection. And we saw in Detroit how well it worked. When we saw on national TV, on CNET, where they had the kids of Detroit say, please gamble in the casinos in Detroit so our kids can have better schools.
Oh.
Well, I was just thinking because the Internet cafes were, you know, locally owned, and they would pay out cash, and it just seems that the larger casinos are able to keep more of a track on your money that comes and goes, the taxes and stuff.
Well, I mean, you'd be better off you know, spending your money, investing in your local community, than investing it in a casino. The odds are completely against you to win.
I understand, but everybody was blaming, I believe it was DeWine or whoever, on closing the casinos, and I just wondered, you know, why they would be doing this, because a lot of local people lost their jobs also. Do you know the names of the casinos? No, big ones. Casinos. Never mind, I don't know the names.
Right. If you want to have economic growth in a community, invest in a college or a hospital. That creates jobs and long-term growth. Casinos basically is a negative growth if we're...
I understand. Well, thank you so much for all your information.
You got it.
Thank you, Linda. All righty. Let's take Mike in South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dina. Great job today. Art, I've followed you for a while. You're doing a great job. I thought I would go ahead and pass on some more information concerning the teaching profession. About 20 years ago, I was privileged to submit back inside information about how the Jewish population was going to stabilize their own tribe. What they've been doing is replacing Christian professors in colleges. They're also not renewing Christian teachers' contracts, and they're moving their fresh graduates, Jewish graduates from colleges into teaching professions so they can stabilize their own tribes. All these are paid by taxpayers' money. They're great benefits, and this is one other reason why they're stabilizing everything. I've known that for quite a while. So,
yeah. Okay.
I thought I'd pass that on to you. You've seen that Harvard, which I'm connected to directly, Princeton, Yale, some of the Ivy League colleges are pretty much all taken over by the Jewish Community Center. So it's a full-blown takeover, and this was all planned many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. And by the way, some of that information I just gave you comes straight from the Rothschilds' dinner table.
Well, you got Hillel, which is owned by the Brothmans, which is in just about every college in the United States. You also have in the colleges in the teaching side, they're pushing through the No Child Left Behind program, soon to be followed by No Place for Hate, Common Core. So they are definitely in the colleges, especially the parts that educate the teachers. And it is a direct assault on the culture, and we need to put a stand up to it and hold them accountable. People got to get fired. That's the way you got to do it. You got to basically put up a stink and start getting somebody fired. You can't change the whole world, but you can certainly get somebody fired.
There's something else, too, about the hate crimes bill that was passed very quietly under the military appropriations bill a year ago. There's two little dirty things about the hate crimes bill that's not well known, and that is that it does not cover or protect whites, and it will not cover or protect Christians. And that was deliberately done.
Right. And you can thank Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania for writing the law. And he'll be coming up for election soon, not this term. He's the one who did it.
By the way, one of our best friends, George Soros, is going to back an interesting nominee for the 2016 presidential campaign. And I believe her name is Princess Benghazi.
Okay. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. Mike, you're welcome to stay over the break. If you have other questions or comments, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And we have Mike from South Carolina on the phone. Mike, did you have some other comments or questions? We also have some questions from the chat room. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dan. I have two more things to pass on to Art very quickly. 2 weeks ago on the Parkway Path I'm trying to think of his name now. It just slipped me for some reason. He's an RBN host who said that that Obama has given four islands of Alaska along the Aleutian chains to Russia, and we know that one of those islands is being turned into a FEMA camp. The other point I was going to make is this.
Is that John Moore?
No, that's not John Moore. That is
Parker Pathway.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, Pathway. Listen to him, you'll get plenty of information. And also, the last point I want to make very quickly is this dog and pony show between Obama and NSA about the infiltration of Merkel's invasion of her private cell phone and stuff like that. This is all dog and pony show. It doesn't mean anything because she happens to be Jewish. She's also allowed President of Germany. She's also allowed five German submarines to be given to Israel that are cruise missile with nukes on them, and one of them was sunk by Soviet Unions 2 months ago. We're trying to get that salvaged right now. But that's information that's not well known, and two of those submarines, the last we heard, one was off of New York, and the other one was off of Baltimore. So we've got major issues here going on.
Yeah, I agree with you, but also remember, is it not Senator Feinstein who's now on top of the Senate Intelligence Committee? And could it be that this news works in her favor to basically create a adverse situation for the NSA so she and her cronies can get all the contracts re-awarded to their picks in the trail?
Sure. Well, who has the contracts for NSA anyway? The two major Israeli groups?
Well, I don't know who has them. Obviously, Booth and Allen's one of them, but I don't know who the big guys are.
The two of them, I used to know the names of them. I can't think of them right now. There's two of them. They're consolidated and condensed, and they're subcontracted from Israel. And by the way, you mentioned also that Michelle Obama's roommate from college at Princeton had the subcontract from, or the contract from, for the healthcare issue. That was brought in at $64 million contract. It's grown to $678 million. And wouldn't it be interesting how when it exceeded its $64 million initial contract numbers, that Michelle probably sat back and said, well, I'm the Fong princess, so we'll split the difference on where it goes. That's how stuff works.
Sure. Everybody's got their hands out.
Yeah, and we're paying for it.
Sure.
Right. And I'm sure that they don't even hire Americans. I'm pretty sure that they're using Indian H-1B visa labor. So they're not even creating the jobs over here.
That's
correct. Additional line in their pockets.
Right.
Keep up the good work, Art. Keep around trucking.
Okay. Thank you so much. All righty. Let's take real quick Jack in Missouri. Jack, welcome to the program. Yo, Jack. Is Jack not with us?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to chime in a little bit the way I see it, the main crux of, today's topic, which is a very good one, is that what we're dealing with is a long-term plan, a long-term program of white genocide. Asia for the Asians, Africa for the Africans, white countries for everybody. Anti-racist code for anti-white.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Art?
I would agree. I think the country was taken over at the point of the Kennedy assassination by criminals. And, that's one of their agendas, which is absolutely self-destructive on their part. If the whites of Europe and the America were not defending Israel, what would happen to them? So they think it's going to be any different here when they succeed in doing what they want to do, if they get that far.
Can I ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
What do you think is the connection between the Jesuits and the founding of Israel?
I don't see much there. I keep on hearing that people talk about the Jesuits. You have Meyer Lansky says he founded the State of Israel. Okay. You have the Rothschilds say that they were investing heavily into it. You have the British Crown, which was involved with it, that was taken over at the point of the Napoleonic War by the Rothschilds. So if the Jesuits had any influence, I would say it's down below 1% of what's really going on. It looks like 99% is through the Rothschilds and the Chicago Syndicate Jewish Mafia interest is what I'm saying.
Well, I do know, the Bronfmans apparently had a lot of ties to, the Purple Gang, was it?
Yeah, okay, Purple Gang, right.
And, of course, they were huge in promoting the rise in gangster rap. I know that with, Interscope Records and whatnot, along with Thunder Redstone.
Yes. So when you have the St. Valentine's Massacre, which the Purple Gang did on behalf of Al Capone, was that not the hostile takeover or merger and acquisition of the Purple Gang and the Chicago Syndicate becoming one organization?
Is that rhetorical, sir?
No, I think it's. I think it really happened. I think what happened at the St. Valentine's.
I'm sorry. I was wondering if you were actually asking me a question or you wanted to comment on it.
I was just commenting. The Purple Gang played a major role in this. They were the arm of Meyer Lansky for controlling the activities of organized crime. They played a role in Operation on Underworld, you know, with Albert Anastasia also being involved with Murder Incorporated. And that's how they got into the Office of Naval Intelligence and also the U.S. Navy through what they did at the Brooklyn Navy Yard at the beginning of World War II, within a month or two after Pearl Harbor.
Okay. And,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just about to go back. I mean, going back a little bit further than what I was saying earlier, though, I thought it was interesting when I was doing some research about the Jesuits that they were apparently very, very prominent in the Bolshevik Revolution.
Think so. I think we're going to cut you loose. We do have another caller, and we've already covered that. So.
Okay. I was just... All right.
So thanks, Jack.
Right. Yeah, what would Lev Bronstein say about that?
probably not too much. Let me ask a question from the chat room. Somebody wants you to give the difference between a charter school and a public school. And then there was another comment about the casino from Chuck. He says, we got a new casino last year. They pulled $10 million out of one of the poorest counties in the state within 6 months.
Well, 2 points. Basically, charter schools are privately owned, and the taxpayer is on the hook to pay for it. And if you don't pay your property taxes, they take your house away from you to make sure that the private ownership of the charter school is funded. Casinos are definitely no different than predatory lenders. They basically rip apart the economic stability of the lower-class communities.
Wow. All righty. We do have one last caller. Let's quickly take Dan. We've got about a minute left. Dan in Oregon.
Yes, thank you for accepting the call. Really, I called up to just clarify a statement of a previous caller in which he said that the Russians were given, you know, four islands or off the Alaska.
Off of Alaska, okay.
Yeah. I think the real thing was is that they gave the oil rights to Putin off the shores of Alaska in regards to a political compromise, and it wasn't taking over the islands, it was giving the oil rights. And that's the clarification.
Okay, right, thank you for the clarification, Dan.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, considering the origination of the Alaska, when was it, back in 1856, I think. Maybe that's not the right date, but we did get Alaska from the Russians to begin with.
Right.
All righty. Art, thank you so very much for being on the program today.
You too, Deanna. Have a good day.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.